All right, you know, back with the anime side of things, the question that me and Miles have been talking about, thinking, we've been hearing about, like, what makes an anime a classic anime?
This topic is going to be hard.
Exactly, because everybody has their own definition of classic anime. Like, everybody has their own.
This is hard.
Some people are already calling My Hero Academia classic anime.
Me personally, I wouldn't say it's a as much as I love My Hero Academia, I wouldn't say it's a classic. I'd say it's a classic in the making.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Me personally, what I feel like a classic anime is that if you put it on, first off, a classic anime has to age well, regardless of the graphics. We're talking story, you know, fight scenes if they had one, you know, how good is the plot, how many plot holes in it. Can it keep your attention? It has to age well. A lot of these shows that people think are classics, I'm not going to go into too many of them, they have not aged well at all. Like, they have not aged well at all. Like, I think Cowboy Bebop is average at best. But everybody that watches anime will love to tell you that's a classic anime. I don't see it. It doesn't, like, I tried to, like, when it first came out, I'm not even sure if I was even born then. But then I tried to watch it, you know, a few years when I was, like, probably around, like, 9 or 10, tried to watch it, couldn't watch it. Tried to watch it again when I was 14, 15, couldn't watch it. I tried to watch it again when I was 17 to 18, I couldn't watch it. It's boring as hell to me, and I don't like the plot.
Alright, so here's my stance on what makes an anime a classic. There's a lot of factors, in my opinion. I feel like the things that add into being a classic anime go beyond just aging well, because not everything's going to age well, if it's a classic.
No doubt. I'm just saying, you know, I feel like that has to be one of the qualifications.
Me personally, I feel like some of the qualifications still don't apply to a lot of classic animes. Like, personally, I feel like impact is a huge factor on classic anime.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
But, in my opinion, I feel like Death Note is a classic anime.
Of course.
I don't see much impact from that, though. But, I definitely see such a well-written plot that's just ruined by the ending of everything. I feel like Saint Seiya is a classic anime.
Yes.
But me personally, I don't see much like real impact from it, though. Maybe it's just me from what I've been seeing, but I don't really see much impact from Saint Seiya. Another anime I feel like is a classic, which gets a lot of slander, Dragon Ball. That has a huge amount of impact on anime.
People don't understand that. Even though I slander Dragon Ball a lot, the impact, the influence that Dragon Ball has on the shonen era of anime is immense. You can't sit here and deny it.
Like, a lot of Naruto fans will deny this, but Kishimoto was a huge Dragon Ball fan. That's the whole reason Naruto wears orange and has blonde hair. But like I said, you definitely see impact from Dragon Ball. Story-wise, personally, I feel like story would be a reason to say that is the classic anime. Because Dragon Ball was never supposed to be a story-heavy anime.
Yeah.
Even the original Dragon Ball. Goku is a parody character. People need to understand that. He is a parody character. He's a parody of Son Wukong. That's what Son Goku means, Son Wukong. So, there's a lot of factors that go into it. Dragon Ball has the impact. Death Note has the story. With some anime, I feel like even though it's a classic, it's hard to really say why it's a classic.
Yeah, I see what you mean, because I think Code Geass is a classic anime. Great story. Its impact is not that wide, but I do see flashes of it, of like, you know, where a lot of anime, you know, have like those kind of OP characters that they're that they're being put in like tough situations, and they end up losing. But then, you know, they kind of learn something from that, and they, you know, they bring it back to the table, and it also has a tragic ending, so to speak. Like, Code Geass is a great example. Its influence, it did kind of bring more light to the mecha anime side of things, because outside of Gundam, who was watching mecha anime?
Honestly, for a while, I just kind of ignored all mecha anime.
Because, like, I personally, I love Gundam. I love the Gundam series. Not all of them, but, like, those first couple series, I rock with them a lot. They're real cool. And then Code Geass came and gave me something with crazy plot. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And all this. I mean, you can always speak on that, you know, Evangelion. Same way. But, like, I feel like Code Geass took everything with that and just pushed it a little bit more and kind of brought it to the mainstream side of things. And that's another thing, like, classic, they also have to, like, be able to stick well and hold with people. Because, like, whether people like it or not, everybody knows what Dragon Ball Z is. Everybody does.
If you don't know Dragon Ball, you know Naruto.
Everybody. Like, you know Dragon Ball, Naruto, and some Bleach and One Piece. You know those four. Even if you don't watch anime, you think that shit's stupid or whatever, you know, like, if somebody...
You know one of them.
Of one of those characters, you could give me at least one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, their impact on, you know, the impact is there. It's there and it's evident. You had people, and, you know what I'm saying? When we was kids, we had people, you know, trying to do the comedy, how, you know, people in class.
Yeah, I was people. Definitely one of those kids.
He was one of them weird niggas. We had people in class, somebody, they want to be a Hokage. You know what I mean? Yeah. I want to be a Soul Reaper. I want to be the best part. A classic has to have some kind of influence on its watchers. And I do feel like some of these shows that have been coming out in the past few years have glimpse of that. My Hero Academia, for one, it definitely has glimpse of that. I'm not saying it's going to be a classic when it's all said and done, but it has glimpse of, you know, having a lot of its viewers, like, immensely hooked on it, and a lot of people are known. I know people have never watched My Hero Academia, but they can tell you who Deku is. They can tell you who All Might is.
They'll tell you that. A lot of people will tell you that Deku has no sauce whatsoever.
He doesn't. No sauce.
Hey, look, that's the whole point of his character. He's a dork. He never had a reason to have sauce. And honestly, he looks like he's not from the most financially well-off family.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you, Miles. If that nigga didn't have a nice quirk, he definitely paying for some ass. He's definitely it's no doubt. He's definitely paying for some ass. Because nobody... No. I'm going to be honest with you. If we're being completely honest, he might be the KD of the My Hero Academia series. He might be.
No, that was a huge reach. That's going to have to be a reach on my side, bro.
I'm just talking about... I'm talking about his sauce. I'm not talking about, like, all the... But this is... Yeah, he... He might be the KD of that day.
But I definitely do see points where My Hero Academia could definitely have impact on people. Example, the whole United States of Smash. That's something I can definitely see people repeating.
Right.
That moment was such a hype moment. This is an anime I feel as if people will have that. They'll be affected. They'll always remember that. Just like I will always remember Dragon Ball, classic anime. Just like I will always remember Yu-Gi-Oh! In my opinion, classic anime.
Always
just
remember, like, Yu Yu Hakusho.
Classic anime. I will always remember Pokemon, classic anime.
See, with all of those shows, they all have something very memorable about them.
Mm-hmm.
But some of those shows' plots hold it back. But everything else that would take for it to be a classic kind of elevated, because I'm being honest. Yu-Gi-Oh's first season plot was terrible. Just terrible.
We not talking about that, because there was definitely a whole lot of plot holes that just went against the entire rules of Yu-Gi-Oh.
Exactly. Look, they picked it up. Terrible. But God damn it, I don't care. The whole first season of Yu-Gi-Oh, that was some shit we've never seen before. Ever.
Like, try that shit in the duel. You getting disqualified.
I'm talking about when Yu-Gi-Oh first dropped, everybody was watching that shit. Everybody was. Usually, Yu-Gi-Oh and Pokemon, that was just Saturday morning, you feel me, for kids TV shit. Everybody was watching that shit. It was cool as hell. Because one, we had Pokemon, you know what I'm saying? We've never, mm-hmm. like, we never had no shit like that. I mean, we had Digimon, but fuck Digimon.
Well, Digimon, I feel like, is a classic, but I genuinely don't feel like it was better than Yu-Gi-Oh!
I don't think Digimon is a classic because its impact on, okay, its impact on, you know, its viewers that really like the show is heavy. But mm-hmm. if you show a Digimon to a regular person, they'll be like, okay, that's it. That's a Digimon. They'll say like that's Pokemon or some shit.
Yeah.
The plot of Digimon has been terrible from the point it was made until the point it ended. It's never had a good plot. At least in Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh, their plots all picked up after like either two or three seasons. Like I remember when Ash went to Sinnoh and he had that rival Paul. That was the best season of Pokemon to me. That shit was nice. It was no ass pulls. It wasn't Ash getting badges because my nigga cried. No, it was nice. Yu-Gi-Oh!
If you're being real, Pikachu was an ass pulling himself.
No, he was, but we're going to give him a little bit of that. I mean, Yu-Gi-Oh! Season 3, fire as hell. Then they dropped GX, fire as hell. Like, they picked it up. Digimon, no. The plot was terrible all the way through. All the way through. It was basically the same shit that they gave us in Season 1 with a little bit more stuff. And then, you know, like, I just can't consider it a classic anime. It has too many flaws against it. I'll say it was impactful and it was enjoyable to watch at times, but not a classic.
One anime that I do feel like is a classic is Hunter x Hunter.
Yes, definitely.
The quality of it, the story, the visuals, the impact, it's not as to the point of Dragon Ball impact, but its impact was there to the point that there is a reference of it in Naruto. Whole Sharingan, that's inspired by something from Hunter x Hunter. If you haven't seen it, I definitely say check it out. You'll see it sooner or later. I'm not going to say it just off the fact that I know it and I don't know if everyone actually seen it.
I know what you mean. I definitely think Hunter x Hunter actually started to revolutionize shonen anime plots. Because I haven't finished Hunter x Hunter, but I have watched a lot of it. The plot, you know, Hunter x Hunter's plot is not some intricate Code Geass, Steins;Gate, anything like that. But it is solid as hell, and it's not no regular shit. It's not no Dragon Ball Z. No shade to Dragon Ball Z, whatever. We talked about that. But I do mm-hmm. see a lot of those glimpses in Bleach. Because Bleach, up until the Aizen arc, Bleach had a lot of those same plot points as Hunter x Hunter. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just some straightforward, bland, none of that. It's a lot of this, I feel like Bleach was heavily inspired by Hunter x Hunter and the way it was developing its plot and its characters. It really revolutionized the way shonen's plots were becoming more intricate and more like, you know, more smoothly.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I love so much about Hunter x Hunter was it wasn't heavily power focused. Yeah. A lot of strategy was incorporated into the fights. And then the Chimera Ant's arc leading up to Mirium, I loved all of it. Mirium is one of my favorite anime characters ever. Like, I definitely recommend Hunter x Hunter to anybody. It's not going to be as long as a watch as One Piece, which I started reading. But it's definitely going to take some time to finish it. But I genuinely feel like if you like Yu Yu Hakusho, you'll love this.
Yeah.
If you like Naruto, you'll love this. If you like Dragon Ball, you love this. If you like My Hero Academia, you love it. If you like Shonen in general, you should love this.
I also see some of those same plot points in a way, just a little bit in the Fate series. I love the Fate series. I messed up when I was just started watching them in like 2014, 2015. Oh yeah, it was 2015. I watched Unlimited Blade Works first, and it fucked me up. Like, I was introduced to Ren and She-Ra, and I hated the whole series. I didn't like the way they made Ren look like a little bitch. When she was a cool-ass mage, he was self-taught. I didn't like the She-Ra thing. I didn't like the plot twist at the end. I didn't like that. But then I went back and watched Fate Stay Night, in Fate, you know, in Fate. And I was like, wow, okay, I was missing out. It made me even madder because Unlimited Blade Works is complete trash compared to the series before that. But I really do see, like, because I would say the Fate series is a little bit of a shonen, but also, like, but I don't know. It has a, it's a good mix of, like, shonen, some other series as well. Because, like, the story in that is so nice. Everybody has a good story. For the, most of the people that are in the show, they have a good backstory, and it's not no bullshit asshole. The story progresses so smoothly. Everything, there's no assholes in the whole series at all. And I feel like that comes from, like, you know, the power scaling, like, at the beginning of the show. And everything that progresses within the show is nice. And I really do see glimpses of the Hunter plot style into the show. It gives us the watchers everything that we needed.
I need to check out the Fate series. I've heard a lot of good things about it. It's just I haven't actually had a chance to watch it because, like, video games, this Google class I'm taking, job applications and whatnot. But that's definitely anime that I want to get into.
It is worth it.
However, one anime that I have seen a lot of people like that I would not consider a classic is Fairy Tail.
Fuck no.
Like I told you before, bro, if you're watching Fairy Tail specifically for the fight scenes, you'll enjoy it. But if you're going in there expecting a huge, deep story, nah, it's not there.
I feel like Fairy Tail's problem is it kind of took a little bit of something from the big four, you know, Naruto, Bleach, One Piece, and Dragon Ball Z, and incorporated into the story, but it failed at doing any of the four that it got.
It's unfortunate because there's definitely potential. I do, like, there are some things that extremely interest me. Example, like, the Dragon Slayer, all the Slayer magics, I love them, but the story is not, I'm not there for the story.
Exactly.
I'm there for the last from Happy, because Happy is hilarious. I'm there for the fight scenes and the visuals, because the animation is good.
Yeah, it is. All right, guys, that's going to wrap up, you know, the anime section of this. And usually the show will be over by now. But we also have some special little bit at the end of the show. So, you know, let's go ahead and stay. You guys stay tuned.